Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, September 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. In early 2023, YouTube will add Shorts videos to its partner program, with qualified creators receiving 45% of ad revenue, notably less than the 55% share for standard videos. YouTube will also introduce a new tier for those that don't qualify for its partner program that'll provide access to things like Super Thanks tipping options and paid channel memberships. No word on what the requirements will be for that tier. YouTube also began rolling out support for replying to video comments with a Shorts video on iOS, with plans to bring it to Android soon. Amazon announced a new Customers Ask Alexa feature, which will let brands submit answers to common questions. These can be answers to general questions, not brand-specific. Amazon previously used web results and other sources to answer questions. The company said brands don't sponsor or pay for the feature. The feature will come to the Amazon search bar in late 2022, then Echo devices in mid-2023. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the California Age-Appropriate Design Code Act, which requires businesses with an online presence to turn on the highest privacy settings for children by default. Businesses must also submit a data protection impact assessment to the state attorney general before offering any new services to children. Back in November 2021, Amazon acquired the e-commerce platform aggregator startup Vequo. Now Amazon will launch a new version of Vequo as a free multi-channel shipping service in the U.S. This will automatically check different shipping companies for the lowest rate and work on other online stores like eBay, Etsy, and Shopify. Uber confirmed it suffered a cyber attack. Screenshots of the attack seen by Bleeping Computer show full access to Uber IT systems like its AWS console, VMware virtual machines, Slack server, and HackerOne bug bounty program. The New York Times reportedly spoke with the attacker, who claims to be an 18-year-old, and gained access through social engineering. According to a new report from the security firm Mandiant, the threat group UNC4034 began using Trojanized versions of the PuTTY and KITTY SSH utilities to deploy a backdoor on systems. The group uses the malware as part of a campaign targeting media companies, using fake job offers from Amazon to eventually share the malware over WhatsApp. Signify will roll out a new Space Sense feature to its Wiz smart lighting line later this month, which will add motion triggers to its lights using changes in Wi-Fi signal strength, processed locally on each bulb. Users need two or more bulbs in a room to use the feature. Blizzard confirmed it will take Overwatch 1 servers offline on October 2nd. Roughly 27 hours after going down, it will stand up Overwatch 2 servers on October 4th. Players can preload Overwatch 2 ahead of the launch, and attempts to play Overwatch 1 after October 2nd will show an update the game to Overwatch 2 prompt. According to South Korea's trade ministry, DRAM chip exports fell 24.7% of the year in August, its largest decline since 2019. Last month, DRAM exports fell 7% of the year. Overall tech exports from the country fell 4.6% of the year in August. The U.S. Department of Justice created the Digital Asset Coordinators Network, which will designate cryptocurrency subject matter experts in U.S. attorneys' offices to provide technical expertise when prosecuting crypto-related cases like money laundering, ransomware payments, or direct theft. The network will also train other officials in the department on cryptocurrency issues. The National Science Foundation announced its beta testing using Starlink satellite internet terminals at McMurdo Station in Antarctica. The station already has internet, but everyone at the base shares a 17 megabit per second link. This demonstrates the service is capable of reaching all seven continents, although its service maps show it's not actually available in Asia or Africa. And finally, Google began rolling out device-specific rating filters on the Play Store, letting you only see rankings from specific hardware. The company first announced plans to roll out this feature in August 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.